Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 495. If you're listening to the live stream, well, you know that it's September 20th, 2023. If you're listening at a later date on a podcast, perhaps, or on Radio St. Pete 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg, or RadioSt.Pete.com on a Sunday, well, welcome. And I'd like to remind you again that you can join us live every Wednesday, WillsYouTube.com. It's really easy. And I'd like to welcome you, Anna Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for having me, as always.
Absolutely. Thank you for showing up. I'm amazed when you do.
On time.
On time, too. I got to give you props. You're on time. Thank you. Even when you show up late, I'm just happy that you're here. It's nice to get to talk to you, and I appreciate it very much.
Pleasure's all mine.
I sent you a gift, and then I see that you are not at your home.
No. And actually, Chris, my boyfriend, went to the house today. I even told him to look for it. Wasn't there. So.
Oh, my. What time did he go?
Well, he got back about 1:30 here. So,
okay.
But his mom will pick it up and we'll see her in a couple days. So,
he must have just missed it because according to FedEx tracking, it was delivered at 1:55 p.m.
Bollocks.
Sitting right on your porch there. Is your neighborhood safe? Is it
going to
get okay. It's not going to get taken.
No, it's not up and coming. It already came, so we're good.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Safe neighborhood.
Perfect. Perfect. I see.
Everyone kind of has a similar look.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think I understand what you're putting down. Jewish. That's what you're saying. It's a Jewish neighborhood.
Yes, I am. Yes. Dunedin, you know, it's a hot spot for Jews.
Yes. So. Absolutely. Jewish lesbians, actually, I believe is the... Yeah, the real demographic there. Lots of dogs, lots of Jewish lesbians. That's just what
Scottish,
I know.
It's a Scottish Jewish lesbians epicenter.
Yeah, that's what I know about Dunedin. So good. I'm glad. So hopefully you will have that very soon. That's exciting. Early, I guess maybe you could consider it a late birthday gift or a early Christmas gift. I don't know what we would call it because I think I missed your birthday. I didn't get you anything for your birthday, right?
Think so, but that's okay. You do enough. Like every once in a while we'll go out and you'll like buy me a drink or pick up a meal. Or no, didn't you get my meal? I don't know.
I think we I did. Something. Yeah, I think I took you to eat or something, which is really what do you want? I mean, like I don't want everything that I want for gifts, just don't bother because it's too expensive. I don't have any room for anything anyways. So I'd much rather have like a nice meal. Somewhere that's really what I want more than anything.
Much like the millennial female that I am, I really like experiences. I was actually just thinking about gifts last night in the shower. I was like, what do I want? You know, just like in general, like what can I tell people that I want for like a birthday, Christmas, whatever? And I was like, spa stuff. Like I also want to rub my back. Like that would be cool, you know.
I was like, not like one of those sex toys that has a suction cup and that you could put in the shower. Nothing like that.
No, that's a different kind of spa day.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like that. I just want someone to like put hot stones on me.
Okay. That's what I want. I want a suction cup. I want a suction cup D. That's what I want for Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. So speaking of well, I was trying to find a connection here.
Dildos. Oh, sorry.
I was trying to find a connection. So I got a buddy of mine And I've been fascinated with this for the past few days. And he's been sending me screenshots. And he's a comedian. You know him, Zach Townsend. He has That's paid right. vacation.
What did Zach send you? I was literally about to say that.
Yes, yes. So he does this thing called Paid Vacation. It's got a YouTube channel. It's got an Instagram. And they do comedy videos. Comedy, okay? Satire, comedy. Like that type of stuff. Not serious commentary at all. I want to play you a video that he did, and it's in regards to my hometown, your adopted hometown of St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, did you see this video by any chance?
No, I did not.
Okay. So this will be your first time seeing it, and that's good because let me go back here to StreamYard, own producer. So this is Paige. I'm sure he's going to want you to follow him, and you should. He's got some good stuff on there. This is your first time seeing this video. This may be, obviously, if you're listening, it's going to be audio only, but you could still get the gist. And I would encourage you to head over to Zach with just to see Z-A-C Townsend with an underscore and check it out for yourself if you're listening on podcast and you can see the video. It's called St. Pete Bar Review, okay? So I'm going to play this for you, Anna. And I want you to, there's a certain group that may have been offended by this video. And I would like for you to pick that group out having never seen this video. Here we go. Oh.
One of America's most blossoming cities. We've got it all. Beaches, great restaurants, and bars that let you do cocaine almost openly. Today, I'm going to show you some hidden gem bars in this city populated by rich gays and poor service industry folks. Either way, the people here are slinging meat. Let's go. Steve's Tavern, one of the biggest staples in St. Pete. Steve's keeps it historic, from the grungy pool table to the art on the walls. This cocaine den is a cash-only bar, which is convenient because after you do a line of yak with that sweaty $5 bill your front of the house co-worker gave you, you can hand it to one of the bartenders for a moderately priced drink. The Bend. If you're looking for a place where everyone is bisexual, and by that I mean everyone here is trying to f*** your girlfriend, then boy, do I have the bar for you. This little glory hole in the wall bar is a perfect place to grab a drink and catch a live performance, or venereal disease. The Dog Bar. This adult watering hole is filled with hairy bitches, and their pups. Just kidding. Kinda. Anyways, if you're looking for a bar where you have to worry about things getting in your drink, it smells like piss, and where public humping is accepted, then head on over to Park and Rec. But if that's close because there's caution tape around the dance floor, then bring yourself to the Dog Bar for a cold mother barking beer. Like and subscribe for more hidden gem bars around Sunshine City. I got my head out this
sunroof. So, seeing that video, Anna, what group do you think is in his DMs right now, upset about this video?
Straight white women.
Some. Can you be more specific?
Blue-haired straight white women.
Blue-haired straight white women. Well, it's it has to do with this place right here. Steve's Tavern, which is a staple, as Zach said in the video. I don't know if you've ever been to Steve's. What do you know about Steve's Tavern? Anything?
Well, honestly, I was like, is that Emerald? Do you know Emerald?
I do.
I thought that was that place because it has a very similar vibe. Different place?
Yep, different place, but pretty much the same sort of place. I see.
I'm just going to disclose something that I haven't on this program yet,
yep.
But I did cocaine in Emeralds, and it was very easy, and I did it almost openly. So that's why I thought it was there.
Okay.
Because they don't care keys and bumps. And thankfully, there's like a guy who – many men came in that looked homeless, that seemed to be regulars, but also harassing the bartenders. And they were a great distraction so that I could openly do what I needed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So as Zach mentioned in the video – you know, there's a lot of sometimes comedy comes from truths. And one of the things that is kind of well known in the city of St. Petersburg, I've been to Steve's many times, is that people do blow in the bathroom there. That is just part of the deal.
Culture.
It's part of the culture, much like Emerald, much like Ben's, frankly, much like anywhere in downtown St. Petersburg. St. Petersburg itself, the city, is one giant bathroom to do cocaine in. That's what St. Petersburg really is. I think that's a great way to sum up this city, this town. So the people that got really upset, I thought you were going to go with gays because he does mention rich gays.
That was like the obvious answer.
Yeah.
So I went for, you know, people are often upset and offended on behalf of others.
Yeah.
I thought that's where I was going.
That's where you're talking about with the white, blue-haired ladies. Yeah. So the group that was upset was Steve's patrons. they found this video somewhere. And actually, the gays have been very supportive of this video and have been sharing it because, you know, it's true that rich gays do run St. Pete. That's been the case for many years. But people are really upset. One guy here who farts and crafts, he works at the Benz and did not take kindly to the video, said those don't look like our bathrooms, which Zach replied that he couldn't get in into the Steve's bathrooms to film in there because people were doing cocaine. There was some other ones too, St. Pete. I'm trying to find the ones that were really up there. He may have deleted them. I don't know. But there was one guy who slipped into his DMs and demanded that he take this video down. And he just appears to be a very passionate Steve's Tavern. Huh?
I said, or else.
Or, well, that's what I say. He said that to me and I said, or what is he going to do?
Like report it or something?
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, just don't interact. I said, call him a nerd, which he did. Shut up, nerd, which was a great response. I don't understand. Well, I do understand because this is the culture. I've heard people say that cancel culture is kind of going away. And maybe there's some truth to that. But getting that online is not going away. And there was quite a few people who jumped on this video that were upset saying that people are going to lose their jobs. What? If you lost your job over this video, you were going to lose your job. They were looking for an excuse.
If anything, that would make me want to go to a place more.
Yeah. Yeah.
If someone said it's a cocaine den with cheap drinks, I'm like, this is the information I was looking for all along. You know what I mean?
There used to be, and I understand, like, maybe they've cleaned up their act. But much like you, I've allegedly... Like, you know how I know that people do cocaine in Steve's Tavern bathrooms? I may have done stuff in those bathrooms. Okay? Like, that is a very well-known thing. There used to be a drug dealer that hung out in there.
Yeah.
Granted, many years ago, I know they're trying to change their image. I didn't really know that. I kind of thought they liked the grittiness of it. But perhaps they may have gotten into some trouble with the law or something and were forced to kind of clean up their act. I don't know. But the fact that there's a, like, if you're mad that somebody's dissing your bar, you might have a problem with alcohol and drugs. Like, it seemed like the people that were triggered were people who spent too much time at Steve's doing cocaine in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
And if, you know, let's just play devil's advocate and say this did get Steve's bar shut down. I think there are plenty other, unless you work there, there are plenty other places to drink in St. Pete and do blow. You know, it's not like this is the only game in town. So I don't know. But people enjoy being upset. So, you know, don't rob them of that joy, Will.
Yeah. Let's see. It said that people, that this woman, I guess, works at the Benz and said that she has thrown people out for doing that stuff. At the bar. Okay, good. But still.
Oh my God, people. I was actually throwing people out for doing cocaine. So don't say that we do it here. It's like, can you just laugh?
I know. Well, that's the other thing. It's like, there's many bars across the country. I don't know if people understand that cocaine and booze go together like peas and carrots. I mean, these are two commonly used substances together that a lot of people, especially young people, I would say don't do, you know, cocaine after 40 because you're really pushing it with your heart and stuff. Like, but, you know, I mean, I haven't done anything in a very, very long time, many years. But I got to be honest, if I was in Steve's with a friend and they went, hey, you want to do a little, I would probably go, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Well, in I would say yes up until probably the age of 33. And then I say yes, but it's preceded by, do you have a fentanyl testing strip?
Yeah. Well, your fentanyl test,
clear.
The strip would be your friend and go, you go first. And
that's what I did with my friend in February. I told you I bought some Molly, no lie. And I was like, I don't have a fentanyl testing strip. And he's like, do you want me to be your fentanyl testing strip? And I said, yes, please. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, true friend. So
yeah, I mean, people are just, you know, under the illusion that they're bashing their favorite bar, so they gotta have
even if they did, who cares?
I don't
know, like, the bar is supplying the cocaine, you know, like they're not doing anything illegal. They could just be like, I don't know, blah, blah, you know.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean I guess I do get it, you know, people will find a reason to be mad at just about anything, but it's a bizarre thing to really go out of your way and say, this angers me and you will pay, like literally to the point where you're screenshotting people going, take this down. Or what?
Maybe they know the owner and they're like afraid for the owner. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the only reason why someone would, you know, even if I was the owner, I'd just like laugh. You just go, ah, yeah.
He did a.
I didn't know. Like, play dumb. I don't, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, like I said, that could be said. That same thing could be said about just about any bar. Tryst on Beach Avenue, well known. That's a play. I mean, like.
Well, there's a lot of gays there, too.
A lot, exactly. They're the ones doing the cocaine mostly, and that's good. I mean, they should be. That's what you should do if you're gay.
Yeah,
gay. You should do cocaine.
Like you said, well, the gays run St. Pete, and that's number one. Number two. Gays are often in the best shape. So like they have the strongest hearts because they're always in the gym eating healthy because they want to bang dudes and dudes want to bang hot dudes. So in the pursuit of being hot, you get healthy. So gay guys by and large are a lot more healthy than the average, you know, straight Joe Schmo. So if anybody can handle the detrimental effects of cocaine, it is the gays.
Yeah. That's a fair point, and I agree with you.
Thank you.
100%. I like that people are still drinking and doing cocaine. I think that's fun. I can't really do it anymore. I mean, I could drink my head off, but the yak stuff, I can't. I'm too afraid. I just feel like I have too much to lose, and it's just not, you know, not worth it.
There's an argument to say it's my favorite thing. You know, people always talk about like, oh, I wish that we could go back to 1995 or 1985 before people had their cell phones. We're still doing the same things. Like coke was big in the 80s and the 90s, especially the 80s. And so was drinking. So it's like, you know, I like it because it's kind of like an homage to the past. We really haven't moved on from cocaine and alcohol, nor should we. It's a part of our identity as a nation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's been around for a long time. It really does kind of emphasize the milk and honey days of America, too. Because a lot of people were doing it, and that's where things were really good. In the 80s and 90s, like, things...
Fall of the Soviet Union, we won.
Yeah.
You know, that happened in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it, like I said, it's a part of our history. And you're really not a patriot unless you do cocaine and a little bit of alcohol. So
you should have done some of that stuff at least once in your life. Like when people say they haven't done like anything, I don't really trust them as a person. They seem untrustworthy when they're like, I've never, if they're just drinkers or something, they say never smoked weed or done cocaine or... Like, what do you mean? Like, how have you gone that far without doing it? Oh, I don't want to. Nobody really wants to, but you usually get bullied into it where you're having fun.
I really wanted to. I think it's more odd when, because I understand not doing something because you're afraid of the consequences. Like, I might lose my job. I might die. I might go into cardiac arrest. Those are all valid concerns. My thing is when people are like, it's never been my thing. I've never wanted to try. I'm like, you've never been curious what it's like to be high or rolling or on cocaine. You've never even like been curious about it. That's odd.
I did have my Bubby scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid because she said that this guy did LSD. I remember I came home from visiting my dad once every other weekend and he dropped me off at home and 60 Minutes was on. And she was telling me, I just saw this story about this guy who did LSD in the 60s. And he had a flashback many years later and he jumped out of a window. That stuck with me for a long time. Now, probably this was a CIA agent who was in,
Operation. It was MK Ultra stuff.
Yeah. Probably one of those guys
you're talking about.
Who assassinated somebody and then they had to turn on his chip in his brain so he would, take care of himself to tie up the loose ends. Like, we didn't know about that stuff back then. But at the time, I just thought like it was just some guy who took LSD in the 70s and he had a flashback later. Like, that scared me, knowing that, it's not even like he did the drug and died doing that. Doesn't really scare me. But the fact that you could be totally sober and then have a flashback and jump out of a window.
Oh, that was Frank Olson, I want to say. In 1953. I remember this because there was a documentary I told you to watch called Wormwood. Very good. It's about that story. So, anyway.
Is it on YouTube?
Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
Well, steal it.
Is it Wormwood?
Frank Olson, Olson. And it's actually a really interesting story. It's his son is the main character trying to find out what the hell happened to his dad. Cause he was told that he jumped out of a window like suicide. Mm-hmm. The story kept evolving over the years. Turns out he was killed by the CIA.
So that's what that's so interesting that this all comes back around now to this time. Like, my Bubby had no idea that the CIA was giving people LSD to murder them. She just thought because 60 Minutes told her, that it was just some degenerate who took this drug and had a flashback and jumped out of a window and said it probably to scare me from taking it in the future. And it worked. Like, I've never messed with that one. That's always been one that scared me.
I mean, it's one of those things where the LSD didn't kill him directly, but when they were feeding him LSD, the CIA was giving this guy LSD because they would like sneak it in a drink. They were taking it themselves. Everybody was experimenting with LSD. He started saying the wrong things on LSD, and that's what got him killed.
What kind of things?
He was a chemist, and he was working on technologies that he was told they weren't using on the Koreans, like germ warfare, but they were using. They were poisoning the North Koreans with it during the Korean War, and so he was like, "I can't do this." But he knew all these secrets, and he was the one that was essentially, advancing the technology that they were using to kill people. And obviously that was messing with his mentals. So he started freaking out and then he was given LSD and he's like, I can't work for you guys. Like, I'll expose you. I don't know what he was saying, but then all of a sudden he fell out of a window.
So it wasn't the LSD. It was somebody pushed him out of a window is really what happened.
Yeah.
So I wish I could go back, my Bubby's been dead for many years, but somehow travel back in time to tell her that, no, Grandma, that's a CIA plot. It's not LSD. It's a CIA plot. But she probably wouldn't have believed it back then because, this is CBS 60 Minutes, the most prestigious news show on television. Why would they lie to me? Why would they leave out part of a story? You know who I talked to this? I had Johnny was out, so I had to find. Well, I didn't have to, but I texted Ian Beckles and I go, Ian, would you like to do the radio program with me? And he gave me this thing where he goes, text me tomorrow. Okay. And then I just didn't.
Did you text him on say Wednesday asking for a Thursday show? You know what I mean?
It was the next day. Well, it was, I guess. Was it Thursday? Yeah, I guess it was Thursday last week, I think.
And you wanted him to be on Friday's show?
Yeah, it was the day after.
Okay, I didn't know if it was a week in advance you texted him.
No, it was very, going to be close.
Okay. Close.
But anyway, so he goes, Dean, he texted me. He's like, do you need me the next day? And I go, I didn't really know how to answer that. I was like, I mean, I don't need you. I would love you to come in, but I thought the phrasing was interesting. But Ian rules now. I was kind of afraid of Ian because I've heard, you know, when he was on the bone previous, before he went back to WDA, now he's back on the bone. I remember him talking about, I think he was covering for Roger and JP or something, and he was like big into the mainstream, you know, what we're being, what the news kind of puts out in regard to things like COVID, for example, and the treatments for COVID and the, you know, pharmaceuticals that you may use to avoid this disease. And he was pretty militant about it. I mean, like, you need to go get the shot. Okay. You have to go get it. So he is one of us now, which is just phenomenal. I had such a good time talking to Ian Beckles on Thursday night. We spent 50 minutes straight talking about aliens, demons, Jeffrey Epstein, COVID. I mean, just like everything.
That makes me miss Ian so much.
He's a hoot, man. It was really fun. I'm glad he's back on the bone now. So hopefully he'll come back and do more, you know, on the show with us, because Johnny B's got a lot of gigs coming up. So in fact, I'm by myself on Thursday and Friday this week. I got to find somebody to come in, but
I heard Ian is a vegan who is intermittent fasting. Is this something that you can confirm? Yes,
he is into the fasting thing.
Who would have thought, you know, Mr. Barbecue and...
Well, I don't think he's vegan anymore. I don't know. Like, he kind of switches it up a lot, but he is doing intermittent fasting. He did 5 days on a fast.
Oh, that's not intermittent. That's like...
That's a real deal.
Long term, yeah.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with mine. I just got off of one this morning, actually. I don't know what's going on with me. I had to text my doctor, and I was like, dude, I don't understand this. And because I'll like drop a few pounds, and then as soon as I get off the fast, it just comes right back, like, immediately. And I guess he looked over my blood work from last year, and I have some like insulin resistance going on. And now that I think about it, I remember him trying to put me on
metformin.
Yeah. And I was like, I really don't want to take that. And he goes, okay, you know, you don't have to. I just, you know, this is something you can do or you don't have to. But I'm thinking about trying it out. I'm going to see what my blood work says. I have to go in, I think, next month and see if it's getting worse, because I feel like it might be getting worse, because it just doesn't make sense. It's very frustrating. I should be on a Hummel-sized with all the stuff that I do, and I'm just not.
Yeah, I actually got some blood work done about 2 weeks ago. I know you'd been pushing me to, or, you know, you encouraged me to do it. It's a great idea to just have diagnostic work done from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Just as expected, perfect health. My cortisol was a little high, but I'm chalking that up to nerves, me being fasted, and it also being in the morning. So,
is it?
But other than that, it's great. What
is that? The stress?
Yes,
chemical,
the stress hormone, which is always highest, you know, like an hour after you wake up, which is when I took the test. When you're fasted, and fasting raised your cortisol levels, and also I was sweating bullets because I hate needles, and I am so thankful that I'm alone, but also terrified because I wish someone was there to hold my hand, but also grateful that there's not a witness because I immediately like resort back to being like an 8-year-old kid. Like, I ask dumb questions. I'm like, can I stand up? They're like, no. I'm like, okay. It was really, what did she ask me? She was just like, I was holding out my arms, you know, and I'm looking away. And she's like, look. And I'm like, no, I don't want to look. And she's like, no, I need you to check and make sure this is your name. Like, the labels are right. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's so that's good that you're good though. I mean, it could.
Oh yeah. I was good. All the hormones are exactly where they should be. So.
I listened to this podcast with this man. What's it called? I kind of found it out of the blue. It's like a science podcast with some weird, like, Northern Europeans. It's called, see if I can find the name of the podcast. Oh, crap.
Is it about sauna stuff?
No, it's it's even weirder than that, Anna. It's what is this podcast called? Damn it. Oh my God. This is bad for radio. Bad for radio, bad for radio. The Demystified Psy podcast. Demystify Psy is one word podcast. And it's like, never, I said, it's this weird Northern European origin folks. And I listened to it because they were talking to this guy, Curtis Yarvin, that I find interesting in his political theory and stuff. But they also do like literally science stuff. They were talking to this guy, Jack Kruse is his name. Dr. Jack Kruse. He is a neurosurgeon, but he's really on the outs. He's a really kind of dissident neuroscientist. And his thing is technology is killing us. Like, because everything's light. It's too high IQ for me. I can't really understand it. But essentially that a lot of these technologies, Wi-Fi, 5G, Bluetooth, like he was bitching about people putting the AirPods in their ears, which I have some and run with. But he says that destroys your brain, and your brain's an antenna that's connected to, you know, the universe. And it's a receiver, and it's got something to do with melanin. There's the most concentration of melanins in your brain. And it's a, like I said, it's too high IQ for me, but I did find it interesting because he was very critical of that. Remember that guy that I liked that was doing the, he was on Rogan, anti-aging guy.
Oh, David Sinclair.
David Sinclair. So he was calling him a charlatan with his, you know, research, and he's wrong. He was kind of a dick, which is really kind of hard to get through the podcast because the guy was rude. But it could be one of those things where he was just like, nobody will listen to me, and I know I'm right. And he's not like he's not Alex Jones. He's a neuroscientist, and he has all this like research and stuff. But his thing is that modern life and our use of technology is destroying our antennas of our brain.
I mean, I don't completely disagree. I mean, I don't know any of the like nuts and bolts of it all, but I imagine like artificial light, rays, waves, you know, being in front of a microwave, being next to your phone all the time, and you know, being in front of a screen and probably destroying your eyes. Like probably none of that's good for you. You know,
yeah,
I'd probably co-sign on that without knowing much of the science behind it, you know. So
right. It was very interesting. Maybe you'd enjoy it. I'll send you the podcast if you want to listen to it. It's very long, and like I said, it's really okay. A lot of crap that I don't understand, but I did find it very interesting. And I actually, this guy was on what's that, Rick Rubin's podcast of all people, because I guess he treated Rick Rubin, and Rick Rubin's health improved. So he brought him on his podcast.
Like Death Records guy, or
he's like a super producer. He's produced okay, Jay-Z, yeah, Beastie Boys, yeah, like a bunch,
yeah,
of
I've
people.
I've seen him on Lex before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I don't know how we got off on a track like that. But listen, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can. You can leave a text or a voicemail, 813-693-2124, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. And you can reach me on Twitter, X, or Instagram at home_made_man. If you're really enjoying the show, you can leave a Venmo. Just my name, Will Kuntz, WILLKUNCZ. Facebook, HMB Radio. Go over there, click the like page, hmbradio.com, and, you know, share the podcast and stuff, because that really helps out. Give it a thumbs up wherever you're listening. Give it 5 stars on your podcast app. Like, word of mouth is the best form of advertising. So if you have a friend, you know, and they're looking for podcasts to listen to, be like, oh, I like Anna and Will. You can send it to them. That would be good. And we're right here in the Tampa Bay area. But, you know, the internet, we connect with people all over. We got people that listen in Maine, and I think we have somebody in Alaska, and somebody in Barbados, which is really cool. But we are, you know, based here in Tampa Bay. And being based in Tampa Bay, Anna's favorite subject, baseball. Speaking of a giant place to do cocaine, the Tampa Bay Rays announced plans for a new $1.3 billion stadium right here in St. Petersburg. The Tampa Bay Rays, Anna, are not going anywhere. Thoughts?
Wow, I have so many thoughts. Where do I begin?
Baseball.
Honestly, probably couldn't care less. You know, I was more upset or more moved by the fact that a local Dairy Queen has, you know, gone out of business than the fact that the Rays are putting over $1 billion in a new stadium that I probably won't ever go to unless there's some sort of 5K there.
I think you're going to have more like events probably happening there after this. They're building not only a stadium, but a like a park, like residential. I think it's really cool. I'm happy the Rays are here. Say, I'm glad you brought up Dairy Queen, though, because I totally forgot about this and I wanted to talk with you about it. When's the last time you've been to the mall?
Never. I think it was my right before my birthday in 2021. I went to get a dress.
Have you? What mall did you go to?
West Shore Plaza.
Okay. That's a nice one. That's a nice one. They got International out there too, which is a really nice one. I went to a mall that I spent a lot of time, at growing up because it was kind of a thing that you did. You couldn't drink, you know, you weren't doing drugs at that point, but you could ride your bike down to the mall or have your parents drop you off. And it was a town center. Like you could add an arcade and a movie theater, et cetera, et cetera. I was mortified at the condition of Tyrone Mall. First thing I notice, there's a junkie like nodding out near the entrance, like right where you walk in. He must be, you know, when he's coherent enough to do so, ask people for some sort of change. But he's just nodding out. And I'm not a violent person at all. But I just wanted to just push him over. Get out of here.
Yeah,
that was the first.
I have sentiments as well. Yeah.
So like, not only that, but it's like third world level territory. The mall, not like a lot of empty stores. It just feels
there
weird.
There's tacos right there, so that is promising.
There is well, that's true. They do have places to eat still, I guess. And I think it's a. Maybe I am a classist or something, but I was like, this is a flea market. What, like, there is some, like, there's a Macy's in here. Like, what is going on? This is a flea market territory. And I'm walking around. I find, they don't have anything either. I went to the mall for a specialized item and they didn't have it. So that was insane. Then I stop at a GNC. And it's some guy, and the shelves are like, it's like North Korea levels, where you know how they like be like, it's cool here when they have press come in and it's got like three things out on the shelves. It's very sparse. Like it looked like North Korea in there. Mm. And I asked the guy, I got some vitamins and I was checking out and I was kind of looking out the outside, watching people walk by and stuff. And I go, it's weird in here. And he goes, oh, dude, I know. He's like, you have no idea. You have no idea. And this guy's got like a bunch of bad tattoos, but he's a nice guy. Again, I'm being classist, I guess. But he goes, I don't think it's going to be around too much longer, really. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I never want to go back to the mall ever again. Maybe International's good. I don't know. But definitely not Tyrone. No way.
No. My last memory of Tyrone was the day after my last breakup. So you can only imagine just like the feelings, the rush of emotions on top of just an environment that was not conducive to me feeling safe whatsoever. And this is pre-pandemic, you know? So, you know, after that memory solidified, I'm like, yeah, I'm never coming back here again. So
when's the last time you've been to TJ Maxx, Ross, Marshall's, something like that?
The only reason I go to TJ Maxx is actually because of you, Will. You told me that they have a very good candle selection.
They do.
So I believe I went there to get some candles maybe about 2 years ago.
Okay. So I do like TJ Maxx. So I was in a little shop called Ross. Ross is near Tyrone Mall. I stopped just to see, you know, what they actually got this shirt there. They had some good stuff. I like a bargain. You know, I'm not going to pay full price for anything. Part of that is being cost efficient. I'm not going to say broke. Cost efficient. Part of it's being cheap. It's a good combo, those stores. I'm walking around and like I said, I'm shopping, doing my thing. So I'm standing in line to check out and I'm listening to the announcements over the air that the in-store announcement, and I can't understand it. And now I'm worried because why can't I understand what's going on? Then it occurred to me, it's in Spanish. The announcements are in Spanish in Ross. I didn't hear, and the songs were in English, you know, that were playing over the radio, but the announcements totally in Spanish. People come up behind me. It wasn't the fact that they were speaking Spanish, but they were speaking very loud. Okay. So but at the same time, the Spanish didn't help. It was infuriating. And this was coming out of the mall experience where I'm already on edge as it was. And just,
yeah,
like I said, it was the loudness that really bothered me, but the speaking of the Spanish didn't help. And I know that's probably going to get me called certain words, get called the R word by some people.
Welcome to Dunedin Causeway is all I'll say about that.
I don't, like, what is, I know what's happening. I mean, I've seen the footage of the border and I've seen, you know, apparently it's just free. Just come on in. Everybody, whoever wants to come can come. And that's good. I mean, like, right. I don't even know what to say. I'm afraid of getting thrown off YouTube.
Yeah, there's really not much to comment on the matter just because it's like you said, it's a sensitive topic.
But we're at the point now where shops in this country, and I hate to be like, you're in this country, speak English. I always hated those people, but can we at least have like this so we can understand the announcement in the store? Like, are we at the point now? Are we at the tipping point where English is a minority language? Are we at that point now?
Sounds like it. Sure does. But I mean,
and then if you say something about replacement, then you're in a lot of trouble too.
Then you get replaced. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, you'll get replaced wherever. I just found it so strange. What an odd experience that weekend was. And I was so disappointed. I didn't even see an Orange Julius. I wanted an Orange Julius. I didn't even see one.
That's the most impressive part, yeah.
They're gone. There's a, what did you say? The taco place was there? That's brand new. I wonder why.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. But it's funny because never mind. I'm going to just self-edit and probably should end the show there.
Okay. All right. That's fine. We'll end the show there. St. Petersburg, don't get upset about bars. Don't get upset about discount home goods chains. I mean, just realize that you're part of history. Okay. It's not the end of history today. History will go on and you are a spectator in it. So don't get mad. Don't get mad about anything. You're powerless to do anything about it. Your vote doesn't matter. It doesn't really count for many reasons. So you really just gotta just enjoy the ride. And Anna, I hope you have a great time at karate.
Thank you. Breaking boards.
Breaking boards. That's the show. Thank you, Anna Hummel. Thank you, me. Thank you, you, for being you and tuning in. Make sure that you subscribe on your favorite podcast app, HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. All one word. If you're a Johnny B Show listener, we're on the air 5 days a week for now, not for too much longer because the Tampa Bay Lightning will be taking the ice. So there will be extra content on that podcast feed. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you very soon. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.